Right, I want to bring you a story that that News 24 ran today, and I think it's quite heartening because transformation in the justice system hasn't come easy. There are all sorts of transformation that need to be spoken about. There is the obviously the issue of racial transformation of the judiciary, but one type of transformation that has been rather slow is gender transformation in the judiciary. And it's an interesting thing because women bring different perspectives. They might go through the same legal training, but they do bring different perspectives. Sometimes they bring a certain kind of emotional intelligence that is not always present in the law or the practice of it in the courtroom. And they also bring, you know, a slightly different interpretation of the way exactly the same laws have been interpreted 100 times by the men who preceded them. And the good news is that the Correctional Services Minister, or the Justice Minister, Ronald Lamola, is going to appoint 207 new magistrates, and they are going to be, of that number, 105 women among them, and that'll bring the total number to 863 out of a total of 1,803. Let's get a bit more info from on the Deputy Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, John Jeffrey. Minister, good evening. Thanks very much for speaking to us today. I mean, this seems to be a move in the right direction.
So, obviously, we are looking at or striving with both race and gender transformation to ensure that the magistracy in particular, in this case, is more reflective of the race and gender demographics of the people of South Africa. The total number of women magistrates now, I think, is about 48%, so it's almost close to half. There are a number of women in leadership positions. So of the regional court presidents, there's one for each province. Five are men, four are women. Chief magistrates, I think it's a majority that are actually women. So it is something that we are striving for. This recent set of appointments, the appointments have already been made. They, though, will take effect from the 1st of February. The magistrates have to go for a month's training at the South African Judicial Education Institute, and then they're sitting on their benches in their courts from the 1st of March.
It's probably a difficult thing to put your finger on, Minister, but what do you think is the, or what do you think are the unique attributes, I should say, that female magistrates and judges in general bring to the judicial system?
Sorry, can you just repeat that?
I was just wondering what you think female magistrates and judges in general bring to the judicial system.
Well, strange question. I mean, human
it's
beings
not actually a strange.
Female.
It's not actually a strange question, and okay. That's and it's a nuanced question.
Yeah, well, I mean,
and I put that question to you. Let me just explain to you the context of my question. There's one example that comes to mind where Lisa Vetten, who is a veteran of gender rights, has spoken about the way men and women tend to interpret certain laws on the bench. So for example, laws around murder, premeditated murder in particular, her argument, as many academics argue, is molded from the point of view and the perspective of men having put this constitution together. And the interpretation, therefore, of female magistrates and judges becomes actually quite important in how those laws actually play out and are applied in courtrooms. And that's why I'm putting the question to you. Perhaps you don't think there is any difference in the way women apply the law. I would argue there might be.
Yeah, no, I'm not saying that. I mean, obviously, also when it comes to the treatment of witnesses, particularly in rape or sexual offences cases, you would have male presiding officers who might still think that the woman was asking to be raped on the basis of what she was wearing. One would expect that less from a woman. So I'm sure I haven't read any studies. I haven't read Lisa Vetten's study that you refer to, but I'm sure there are differences. But what is important for me is that, you know, the women are over half the population of South Africa. The magistracy and the judiciary, the judges, need to reflect that.
And that's certainly a step in the right direction. But you've made a very important comment that perhaps you can expand on a little bit for us. And that is the issue of gender-based violence. We know the presidency has made this a priority. The justice minister certainly is trying to prioritize the handling of gender-based violence cases, sexual violence cases in courts as well. Certainly women will be called upon to play quite an important part in how the law is not just applied, but perhaps molded in the years to come to be able to meet the demand for justice in GBV cases.
Sure, and it's not just molding the law, it's also, as I said earlier, the treatment of witnesses. One would expect more patience from a woman presiding officer. Let me just also say that, I mean, we introduced this parliament, the Democratic Parliament, minimum sentences, first of all, for sexual offences matters, because of a problem of particularly male judicial officers, judges and magistrates who were not giving serious enough sentences to rapists. Mm. So the minimum sentence dispensation was Parliament saying you should impose this minimum sentence of life imprisonment or whatever, depending on the severity of the case, for a rape matter. The judges and the magistrates can't be constrained entirely, but the minimum sentences regime is there unless there's substantial and compelling reasons not to impose that sentence, to impose a lesser sentence. But the whole reason for the minimum sentences was because of, I think, a gender bias by men against rapists.
Interesting indeed. Thank you very much for speaking to us this evening. The Deputy Minister of Justice and Constitutional Development, John Jeffreys.